I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. A recent national survey showed that most adults in the United States are not aware that they need vaccines throughout their lives to protect against disease. To talk about which vaccines are recommended for older adults is Dr. William Moran, the McKnight Professor of Aging Research and Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Geriatrics at MUSC. Dr. Moran, what is the significance of vaccines for older adults in particular?
One of the keys about vaccination is to understand that they prevent infection, and infection is a threat throughout our lifetime. In fact, the older you get, the more predisposed you are to some infections, like pneumonia and viral infections. So vaccines are developed to prevent them, but no vaccine is 100% effective. And so you hear, well, the flu shot didn't work as well last year. They're not 100% effective. We just have to accept that.
What are the recommendations for older adults?
Well, actually, the guidelines on flu shots, probably the largest public health push for immunizations, is now all ages. But flu shots are especially important in older folks. It's most effective if it matches the virus that's circulating in the population. And for example, in the 2014-15, the virus did not match the vaccine very well, and the prevalence of flu went up a lot. But the flu is the big one.
And what other infections are older people in particular able to get vaccines for?
Pneumonia. There's now two pneumonia shots. One is polyvalent. It covers 23 strains of pneumonia. And the next one that just was released in 2015 was Prevnar. It covers an additional 13 strains of pneumonia. Pneumonia-causing bacteria called pneumococcus. Pneumococcus is the most common cause of pneumonia. As most folks know, pneumonia is increased risk with age, and the pneumonia shot reduces the severity of pneumonia. It may or may not prevent pneumonia, but it at least reduces the severity and can probably help people get through pneumonia or to not have life-threatening complications like meningitis or what's called pneumococcal sepsis.
And that one is recommended for all people 65 and older?
For all 65 and over, unless there are a number of conditions that can lead doctors to give pneumonia shots before that, like coronary disease, diabetes, chronic obstructive lung disease. However, at age 65, make sure that if you haven't had it, get it. And there's two, remember, pneumococcal and Prevnar. Once you have it once after age 65, you're done with the pneumonia shots.
And what else is on the list of recommended vaccines for older adults?
Lots of older folks know at least someone who's had shingles. It can be really painful. And there's now a shingle shot, which does reduce the prevalence of shingles by about 50%. Again, it's not perfect, but it does reduce the risk. And then finally, the tetanus shot, which you also need throughout your lifetime, has been modified for older people. And the CDC has recommended that we add the whooping cough component, which is called acellular pertussis. And that's actually more to prevent older adults from giving it to children. As you all know, whooping cough is a childhood disease. And now we're finding that older adults can pass it to their children and grandchildren, and so we now immunize against whooping cough as well.
Dr. Moran, thanks for providing this update about immunization for older adults.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.